The Wide World of Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. It's amazing what you can find on this spring's stamps. Five dinosaur stamps from Canada are more or less square, but the creatures break out of the stamp borders. Canada Post has printed the stamps with what it says is multi-level embossing and holographic foiling, which sure sounds impressive. All five species once roamed what is now Canada. Israel is marking the 100th anniversary of the Zion Mule Corps in World War I. At the start of the war, a number of Jews volunteered to help the British, but Britain wouldn't let them form a combat unit. Instead, they became a transportation unit, using mules. The Jews proved themselves and later were allowed to form a combat unit. The world knows Anthony Trollope as a 19th century British novelist, but Royal Mail counts him as one of their own, a postal clerk who introduced the pillar box, the bright red collection mailboxes, to Britain. A new sheet of stamps commemorates that accomplishment. And the U.S. and Japan have issued identical stamps commemorating the centennial of an exchange of flowering trees, cherry blossoms, and dogwoods. The four designs are available as both forever stamps and Japanese stamps. It's called a joint issue, and it's been a while since the U.S. participated in one. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.